don't know about this. Oh my gosh.
It's interesting, wow. this thing that is so fundamental, and like you said, those cartoons from a kid, you teach kids early on, wash your hands, soap and water, all these things. And yet, why and how does it work and what's actually going on when you do it? It's very interesting. Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm a science teacher.
I'm Cheryl, and I slept through science.
Each episode, we'll tackle a science question you may have learned in school, but can't quite remember or fully explain.
And I'll take the risk of asking the dumb questions so that we can all understand the science we slept through.
The bell has rung. Let's get started. Welcome to Lesson 70. We are in our Invisible Things unit. Cheryl, is there something Yes. invisible you would like to talk about today?
Oh my gosh, there sure is.
Okay.
But to start things off, I want to share with you a clip from my favorite TV show of all time. Do you know what my favorite TV show of all time is?
Let's see. Probably Star Wars, Clone Wars.
No, you're thinking about yourself.
Oh, no, that's not my
Actually,
favorite
Actually, no,
show.
It's Mandalorian. Mm. Well, I guess you might have a favorite show and then a favorite Star Wars show. I don't even know.
I do.
I think Firefly is your favorite show.
Oh, Firefly is really good. It's not my favorite show, though, actually.
What's your favorite show?
Lost.
Oh, I've been rewatching it. Oh,
Have
my gosh.
You?
Yes. There's so much good. I forgot. It's very good.
So good.
It's very good.
So
yeah.
good. But what is your favorite show, Cheryl?
My favorite show is Friends.
Oh, just like my sisters.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh, I just love Friends so much. And I think one thing I like is that, you know, we're watching these people from like age of 25 to 35, kind of like figuring out a lot of like what we'd say now, like adulting. So this scene is a great little moment that I think will lead great to our pre-assessment, Ryan.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm going to share my screen.
Okay. Which is a good time to remind all of our podcast listeners that we also have this on YouTube. And so if you want to see visually what's going on, you can hop over to our YouTube channel.
Okay. I love and quote this scene, and now you get to be a part of it, Ryan.
Okay.
Oh, look.
What? The spoon. You licked and you put? You licked and you put. Yeah, so?
Well, don't you see how gross that is? I mean, that's like you're using my toothbrush.
You used my toothbrush.
Well, that was only because I used the red one to unclog the drain.
Oh. What is the red one? Oh, God. Can open worms everywhere?
Hey, why can't we use the same toothbrush, but we can use the same soap?
Because soap is soap. It's self-cleaning.
All right. Well, next time you take a shower, think about the last thing I wash and the first thing you wash.
Oh, boy. Now, I have watched every Friends episode once, and some of them more than once, but not enough to remember it the way a lot of you Friends enthusiasts do.
Yes.
So I vaguely remember that scene, but could not have told you what that is. And I definitely didn't remember being as grossed out.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah. Especially cleaning unclogging the toilet.
Blah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, it's gross.
So what's the question?
Well, we're talking about invisible things. So this week I want to talk about germs. But germs is a very broad subject that I know we're not going to cover everything about today. So my question for you today, Ryan, is soap self-cleaning?
Oh, you want to kind of fact check Chandler there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Who's right, Chandler or Joey? Because they had different opinions on this.
Okay. Great. That's a great intro somewhere. My sisters are very excited about this.
Yay.
Let's move into our pre-assessment then. What do you think? Do you think soap is self-cleaning?
I think it probably depends on a couple of factors, which feels like a very okay. Ryan answer to give you, actually.
It does,
because I think, like, what they're talking about, their bar of soap in their shower that mm-hmm. they're touching directly to their bodies, which, by the way, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, just get a washcloth and put it on the washcloth, but whatever. People have their own style. I think that their soap is not self-cleaning for what they need it to be. You know what I mean? I think, like, because I think that if something is sitting on top of the bar of soap, that I don't think there's enough of whatever is in the soap that's doing the cleaning to, like, get up and then, like, clean if there's germs, if there's, like, I don't know what else, fecal matter, skin cells, like all this stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff that you're, like, washing off your body if you're using a bar of soap on your body. And I don't think that, like, a solid bar of soap that has gotten wet on the outside is going to clean and, like, to, like, an antibiotic level necessarily, you know? But I don't know if that applies then to, like, if you had a bottle of liquid soap and you put some germs inside of the middle of it, would it clean that? Or like if you had a bucket of bleach and you put something on top of it, I think that would, like, do its job and clean it. But I think it probably also depends on what is the thing that we're trying to clean, because I don't think soap cleans everything always necessarily either.
Okay.
So it depends on, like, what kind of germs, what kind of bacteria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question. What do you think soap actually does?
Oh, no. Well, it cleans you.
Uh-huh. Which means what?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, like, I don't know if it's, like, attacking the germs or, like, helping remove what's attached to your skin, which then helps you clean. Like, do those germs just go down the drain, or are they dead? Is it kill? I think it might be killing germs, but that there's also, like, you can buy antibiotic hand soap. Mm. So then that's, like, a stronger level. And my guess would be it's doing something like killing germs and bacteria, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. It's important.
Okay. If it were to be killing them, any idea how it might be killing them?
I mean, my brain just goes to, like, something more intense than soap. Like, I think about bleach. Mm-hmm. I think, like, there's a chemical or something in. Still, actually, I don't even know how bleach kills things either. How do things kill things?
okay.
Is it, like, taking it apart? Or is it, like, molecular level, like, attaching to it so that it can't do something, or, like, taking it apart on that level, because they're all invisible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else it would kill something, actually.
Okay.
I just think of, like, the elementary school little, like, cartoons of, like, the germs with the mean faces, mm-hmm. and then the soap suds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. What is the difference, do you think, in washing with soap of whatever kind, liquid, solid bar, whatever, versus doing the exact same sorts of motions, but just with water?
Ooh. I think water probably already is helping. I don't think water's doing nothing.
Okay.
And I know the temperature of the water makes a difference too, like using hot water is killing more germs. So if you're using hot water on germs, are you burning them alive? Is that why it works? Or I wonder if it's just helping it like make it like no longer attached to your skin. Like I wonder if when you're bathing with water, if it's just like detaching things that are sitting on top of your skin, that soap is sanitizing more.
What does that mean? Sanitize.
I don't really. I also know there's a difference between hand sanitizer and soap. They're doing different things than each other. So I don't really know actually is soap sanitizing or not. Like is hot water washing away some things and soap is killing those things?
Okay.
There's a lot I don't know about this. Oh my gosh.
It's interesting. Wow. This thing that is so fundamental, and like you said, those cartoons from a kid, you teach kids early on, wash your hands, soap and water, all these things. And yet why and how does it work and what's actually going on when you do it? It's very interesting.
It really is. And it makes sense why a lot of kids don't believe it, because it's all invisible, you know? So then it's just like, what's the point of any of this? Or it just seems like another rule that they have to follow, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Cheryl, I actually am very impressed, as usual, that soap really does two main things, and you got both of them
in what you
were talking about.
What? That's so exciting.
Yeah. Now, you were kind of deciding, does it do this or does it do this? And the reality is soap does both.
Okay.
There's two things that soap can do. One is it can kill germs.
Okay.
And we can talk about how, because you weren't quite sure what it's doing there, but it can, depending on a bunch of factors. But the other thing that it can do is help physically remove the germs. And you talked about that as well, like actually help them get off of you. And actually it is both of those things together that make soap useful.
Okay. Cool.
Let's start with the second one of like physically getting them off, and then we'll talk more about the killing of germs thing. To get them off, soap is a really unique molecule, and I'm going to teach you a couple of terms. One term will be new. The other two, I think we may have talked about before in a previous lesson. Soap is amphiphilic.
I mean, at the point, like that sounds like something I'd guess in Scrabble without actually knowing what it means.
Yeah. What that means is it has two different ends. So it's a long molecule that's kind of a chain. And on one side, it's hydrophobic. And on the other side, it's hydrophilic. And those are the two words that I can't remember. Did we talk about those already?
I mean, I can guess what they mean, but I don't know if we've used them in this podcast before.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and guess what they mean?
I mean, a phobia is being scared of it, and hydro is water. So I'm guessing one is like either water resistant or stays away from water or something like that. And then I'm guessing the other end, it means the opposite of that.
It does. It does. It means water loving, like Philadelphia. Yes. It's the same, right? City of brotherly love, right? Same thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is. It's one end that really is attracted to water and the other end that isn't. But things that aren't attracted to water are usually attracted to oils.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I was actually going to use oil as an example. Yeah.
Exactly. And so not everything falls into those two categories, but most things do. And what that means is soap is able to connect to both things. When you wash your hands with water, the water is rushing around and off your hands. Well, that can physically move some things off, but our hands are covered in oils. Like just our own bodies produce oils and things like that. That's why you can like leave fingerprints and smudges on your phone, right? On the glass on your phone, just because of the oil that just is naturally on your hands and fingers. And germs can be embedded and get stuck, for lack of a better word, in those oils. But if you can have soap that can grab onto those oils and also grab onto the water that's rushing past, it can pull those oils off of your skin.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And lots of cells. So if we're talking about like bacteria, for example, and even some viruses, the coatings around the viruses also are hydrophobic. They are the more oil-based things. So soap can also sort of attach to the outside of the cells or the viruses and pull those specifically, even if it's not just oils.
Cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. It's very cool. It is. Well, that's why too, if you've ever had just like your hands are just sticky or something and you try and wash it off with water and it doesn't really do anything, but then you wash off with soap and then your hands feel a lot cleaner. Even separate from any sort of germs or anything, you're just able to get more of that gunk that's more oil-based off of your hands. But the soap is able to grab onto it and pull it off.
And hot tip, if that soap still isn't working, use dish soap, because dish soap is like trying to get grease off of pans, so it's a lot more intense. Mm-hmm. So sometimes if you like something really won't come off, dish soap, it'll help you out.
There you go. Good tip. That also then leads to and feeds into that the other part for killing germs, which germs is sort of a catch-all term for things that make us sick. And so bacteria would fall into that, and viruses would fall into that, and even some fungi can count sometimes as well. And they all kind of, germs is not really a scientific term. It's much more of a vernacular common term, or maybe even from the media necessarily. It's not bad. It's not a bad term. It's just not very specific. And like I mentioned, a lot of those cells are hydrophobic on the outside, and even the casings around some viruses. What that means, in addition to soap being able to grab onto them, also sometimes those soap molecules, which they were kind of long and narrow, can actually kind of, they're like attracted to them and kind of wedge into those membranes, the outside of the bacteria, and actually kind of, like you said, kind of pull them apart, break apart those cells. And that's not good for a cell to be alive. Think of like, if you as a person were to get pulled apart, that would not be good for you to be alive.
No, not so much.
No,
well, I thought same thing for cells. Because of when we were talking about like, well, whenever we talked about molecules, so we've talked about like dissolving or different things like that, and like what's happening, or like when something goes through like a molecular change, that like other things are like attaching to it or coming between those elements.
I don't actually know what you're talking about at the moment, so I'm not sure.
So it's really interesting that it just kind of like wedges itself in there. So is that why antibacterial soap would be even stronger, or like what's going on there?
So here's the interesting thing. So antibacterial is specific to bacteria. Hopefully that's obvious. Bacterial.
Yeah.
Not viruses. Can't help you with viruses.
Ooh.
And antibacterial soap, yes, is quote unquote stronger, as it does more of a job focusing on killing those bacteria. However, most medical organizations, including the CDC, do not recommend that most people under most circumstances use antibacterial soap because we don't need it that strong. And it is likely that antibacterial soap is a contributing factor, not the only thing, but a contributing factor to antibiotic resistant bacteria.
And is that similar to the criticism of hand sanitizer? Because I've heard a similar criticism is like it's doing something weird, and like
hand sanitizer just resistance. Works very, very differently. Hand sanitizer is an alcohol, and alcohols, just like if you drink alcohol, it's the same sort of a thing. Like alcohols kind of break apart cells, and that's what you're doing when you're you know, using hand sanitizer. But what hand sanitizer doesn't do is it doesn't grab things and pull them off. There's no water that you're rinsing off with. There's nothing to actually remove those things from your, the surface of your skin. So you can kill things that are on your skin.
Yeah.
But you can't actually, there's no removing of them. They're still there, even if they're dead and they're like in pieces, which is fine. Like it, in that sense, it doesn't hurt you at all. But most of this, what I've read recommends washing your hands with soap and water over using hand sanitizer if you have the option between the two.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard that as well. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So Ryan.
Yes.
Is soap self-cleaning?
So that's the final spot, right? Now that we've learned what soap does, is soap self-cleaning? And I think one of the pieces with it comes back to a little bit of what you said at the beginning, is comparing a bar of soap to liquid soap. And what do we mean by self-cleaning? When you talked about the bar of soap and liquid soap, and you're talking about something on the surface versus something like falling into like a liquid soap, I think you're right. Because if the soap is going to be kind of breaking into stuff, if you're surrounded by soap, that's more likely to happen, which would happen in a liquid, than if you're on the surface of a bar of soap. But either way,
we also know that liquid molecules move more than solid molecules.
As a general rule, yes, that is true. although when we were talking about that, remembering back to your hot and cold unit, that is all when we're talking about the same substance.
Oh, okay.
When the same substance is a liquid, its molecules are moving faster than when that same substance is a solid. But if you're comparing one substance to a different substance, it gets a little bit, there's a little bit of crossover. There's still, as a general rule, that's still true, but there are things that can make that more complicated. For example, hand sanitizer is also a gel.
Yeah.
And that also restricts some movement of something. So it gets a little bit more complicated.
Yeah.
But yes, as a general rule. I'm going to use an extreme, somewhat disgusting example.
Okay, great.
To illustrate the point, you mentioned fecal matter.
I sure did. I mean, Joey really did first, but you know, well, I went from there. Yeah.
Yep. If you were to place fecal matter on top of a bar of soap and fecal matter on the top of liquid soap, the fecal matter would still have all sorts of bacteria on it, no matter which one you put it on. Now, the underside that was in contact with the soap may actually have whatever was in it killed. Like, that's definitely possible.
Yeah.
But it's not like soap. It's not like you can go around touching things with soap or hand sanitizer and now this is clean and this is clean and this is clean. Yeah. That's not really what it's doing. Right? You can't clean the whole thing. It would be like saying, I'm going to clean my car by taking a sponge with soap and rubbing it on the driver's side headlight. And now my car is clean.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like it's just not the way that works. You've got to clean the whole thing.
Yeah.
Same thing with the soap. So yeah, if you put a bunch of dirt on top of a bar of soap, I wouldn't call that soap clean, and it's not self-cleaning. Like, it doesn't take care of all of that dirt. Now, dirt itself is a whole different way of looking at clean or not clean too. Right.
Yeah.
But the same thing of liquid soap versus a bar of soap. Like, you can sprinkle soap, like a liquid soap, with dirt on it. I don't know that I'd use that soap. I mean, it would probably be fine as far as like disinfecting. It could probably still disinfect. It would feel gross.
Yeah.
Not the texture. That's true. I don't even like the soaps that have those like little tiny green things in them. Yeah. Ugh. Because then you're rubbing it and it's like feels like you got stuff in there and it feels dirty to me.
I think it's supposed to be exfoliating.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Not a fan.
Okay, so is it soap is not self-cleaning then? That's what we're getting at?
I think if you had to force me to make a decision, in general, I would say no, soap is not self-cleaning. That being said, it does disinfect things that come into contact with it. Yeah. So in the sense of like, oh no, I dropped the soap into the dirt or into the toilet, let's say.
Yeah.
And then you pull it out, you kind of rinse it off, you're probably good.
Yeah.
Because in that sense, it is self-cleaning because it is disinfecting.
Yes. Yes.
Right? You just want to make sure you can lather it up, because that's one of the key pieces is when you lather it up, that actually allows the soap to get into much smaller crevices and things to be able to get at more of the dirty, icky germs.
Yeah.
But I would not want to room with Joey. I think that's the real conclusion.
In conclusion,
not going to sign up to room with Joey. Probably not Chandler either, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
And now, Cheryl, it's time for your favorite part of the episode, the quiz.
I would like to use soap on the quiz to kill it and remove it.
Okay, good luck. I'd like to see you try. What does that look like? How do you do that?
I don't know.
Clever connection, though.
Oh, thank you.
First question. What do hydrophobic and hydrophilic mean?
Hydrophobic is repels or doesn't like water. Mm-hmm. And hydrophilic is loves water.
Yes. What are the two ways that soap helps make things clean?
It kills things and it removes things like bacteria, viruses, sometimes fungi even.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Why is it important to use water when washing with soap?
Because otherwise all that dead stuff, it just sits on your skin, and that sounds really gross. So,
what does the water do?
It makes it get off of your body. Like between that and like friction of your hand or your washcloth or whatever, actually like removes it from being on your skin as opposed to just killing.
Yep. And the soap contributes too, because the soap, remember, attaches to the hydrophobic part, and then also the water, the hydrophilic part of the soap attaches to the water and goes with the water and pulls that stuff off as well. Why is soap and water recommended over using hand sanitizer for cleaning your hands most of the time?
Because hand sanitizer it's doing something, like it's better than not using anything. And that it is killing germs on your skin, but then it never removes them. And so they just kind of hang out and sit there. And soap does a much more thorough process between the things we've already talked about. And then also it gets washed down the drain. And we didn't talk about hot water, but it sounds like hot water is actually like important too compared to cold water.
So we didn't talk about hot water, and actually it's not that important.
What?
Yeah. I mean, it technically can make a little bit of a difference, because if the molecules are moving a little bit faster, they might be able to jiggle around a little bit more.
Okay.
But it's all happening so fast, and like your movement of your hands is a much bigger effect than the movement of those molecules.
Oh.
And you even mentioned, oh, it might be hot enough to kill the bacteria.
Yeah.
Well, it can, but think about if you hear of when there's like a problem with your sewer system and you have to like check your do something to your water to make sure that it's clean before drinking it. What do you do to the water? What are you supposed to do?
Boil.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if I wash my hands with boiling water, then the temperature of the water would help.
Correct.
As well as hurt a whole lot. But if it's not boiling, then
no.
It's not really.
Mm. Yeah. The temperature at which you'd have to get it so that it would be enough to actually kill bacteria and other things like that would be high enough that it would cause burns.
Gotcha. I mean, yeah. That makes total sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And finally, and most importantly, is soap self-cleaning? Explain your answer.
I'm going to say no, because I think we talked about ways that it could be in that, like, if it has some of that moisture on it, where like the soap can actually be doing its job of, it could kill some germs on there. But I think unless it is actually 100% self-cleaning, then we can't make that claim that it is. So I think if it's partially, then it's still not actually self-cleaning. So then we have to lean towards that direction. And also when we think about Joey and Chandler's conversation, mm-hmm. of like them both using the same bar of soap on their bodies, I think part of it has to be, is that gross? And does Joey bring up a good point? And the answer is yes. So then case, soap is not soap.
I feel like that's more mental. That's more the concept of where that bar of soap has been than actually it being a problem as far as health goes.
Uh-huh. I'm still not a fan. That's why I like a washcloth. Everybody uses a washcloth. Then it's all good, right?
I mean, I'm a bar person. I'm a use really? The bar directly on my skin. Yeah, but also I don't share with anyone, so it's not a problem.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Well, I like, you know, I like washcloths though, is they also have that scrubby, so they're doing more of the scrubbing.
Yeah, and I've tried loofahs, I've tried actual sponges, and they are all too rough and uncomfortable.
Oh, your skin's so, like, no, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, no, I'm sure it's good for me, but no, thank you. I think that's all the time we have for this lesson. Hopefully you feel nice and clean now. Why don't you go ahead and pack up your stuff and get ready for my closing remarks.
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at I Slept Through Science or on Twitter at Slept Science.
If you have dumb science questions like I do, please send them to us. You can email us at islepttheirscience@gmail.com, or you can even send us a voice memo and we'll play it on the podcast.
Please rate and review our podcast to tell other people what you think about it. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode, and share about our podcast on social media.
Thank you to Beth Reed Miller for the artwork. You can check out more of Beth's artwork at Beth Is Something. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
The bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you.